What if being single for a long time isn't just bad luck, but a sign that you build walls too high to let anyone in? What if you're not single, you're just emotionally unavailable? Hi guys, welcome to another episode of From a Girl's Girl. Today I'm talking to the girl who knows her worth, has high standards and boundaries, but thinks she has bad luck in love. You all know I'm a huge advocate for having standards and boundaries. But at what point do boundaries and standards turn into high walls, high protective walls, and high defensive walls, stopping you from forming romantic relationships and letting love in? I saw a video on TikTok where the creator was talking about the illusion of singleness. The link to the video is in the show notes. The creator talks about how a lot of people are not single, but are emotionally in witness protection. He says love can't reach them not because they're not trying, but because they've built a system that's blocking it out, and they call the system self-worth. So he's saying most people are single, but emotionally they're protecting a territory no one is attacking anymore, and they're dating from a place of trauma. He continues to say many people date new potential partners with defense mechanisms they used to survive past toxic relationships. And as a result, the new potential partners who are safe are treated like future threats, their kindness is questioned, and we always think they have ulterior motives. And this is definitely true, hey? It's so easy finding yourself in a space where you are emotionally unavailable without you being aware, especially if you've done the hard work of healing, whether you're a survivor of betrayal, abandonment, or relationship chaos. Building boundaries is empowering, but if you're not careful, those boundaries you've built to protect yourself can slowly turn into defense walls that keep the love you desire far from reaching you. If you behave in one of the following ways, you are probably emotionally unavailable. When people ask you why you're still single, you say you haven't met the right person. This can be true, but it can also be an excuse for not letting people truly see you. When you meet people, you put on a mask to avoid being vulnerable, to protect yourself from potential harm, because you've been harmed in the past. So you've taught yourself to wear a mask to avoid being vulnerable. You don't see anything wrong with this, and you definitely don't see it as being emotionally unavailable, because to you, not being vulnerable is some sort of boundary you have to keep people away to protect yourself. And it's a good boundary to a certain extent, but now it's getting in the way of you forming genuine connections, connections that you desire. And I'm not saying you should open up at one go. Open up in small stakes until you build trust with the person. Sometimes you're not opening up because in your previous relationships you were made to feel like you're not enough or you're not good enough. So now you'd rather show up as the perfectly created version of yourself than who you truly are because you're scared of not being enough again. Also, when you meet someone new, you are hypercritical and never satisfied. You always spot something about them that irritates you. It can be the way they tie their shoelaces or the wrinkles on their face when they smile. It can be small little things, or maybe you just feel like they're not good enough for you, when in fact they are good enough for you. But you would rather let them go because you're hypercritical and emotionally unavailable. Another sign that you're emotionally unavailable is you constantly fantasizing about love, but avoiding real romantic risks, such as someone being intentional and telling you they want a serious relationship. Instead of you being happy and celebrating being in love or being in a relationship, you make excuses such as saying you don't have time for a relationship, or you sabotage the relationship because you're scared of being hurt. And when they finally leave you alone and start dating someone else, you become jealous and fantasize about how things could have been if it was you. Also, thinking no one will ever get you or understand you is also a sign of emotional unavailability, a very subtle sign. When you think like this, you are automatically ruling out any possibility of you ever finding love or the type of romantic connection you want. When you get approached, you are not open to receiving love or hearing what the person is saying to you because you've convinced yourself that no one will ever get or understand you. By doing this, you are already ruling out all the people you're going to meet in the future and everyone who's ever going to approach you in the future because of what you believe. I think this is what the TikTok creator was talking about when he said, you are not single, you are emotionally in witness protection because you've built walls
so high that love can't reach you. And this is true because how is anyone ever going to get a chance to love you if you believe that no one will ever get or understand you? And you're going to complain to everyone in your life about being single, but you believe and you tell yourself that no one will ever get or understand you. Not everything is bad luck. Sometimes you are your own enemy of progress. Your belief system and the things you do are what's making life difficult for you. The things we tell ourselves have a huge impact on how we live our lives. That's why positive affirmations are a thing. You have to be mindful of what you tell yourself and what you believe. It's the same thing as saying you're not dating because you're protecting your peace. This can be true, but sometimes it's you just hiding and not wanting to open up yourself. I know some people are genuinely protecting their peace because they've been to hell and back because of relationships. They've dealt with things we can't even imagine. But what is your reason for protecting your peace? You that hasn't experienced any relationship trauma, what is the real reason behind you protecting your peace? And then we have the common excuse, I'm focused on my career or I'm working on myself right now. These are valid reasons for not dating or being single. However, there's a thin line between healthy solitude and self-protective isolation. The former is when you choose to be alone to work on your career and grow while remaining emotionally open to connection. Healthy solitude is rooted in self-awareness. People in healthy solitude understand the demands of a relationship, the emotional and financial demands. I know we live in the sprinkle-sprinkle era, but as a girl or woman, you also need to have your own money. You can't rely on a man, no matter how much he loves you. You have to have your own money. It's not easy controlling someone who has their own money or knows how to make their own money. And you don't even have to have the same amount as him. Just have enough to take care of yourself. Self-protective isolation, on the other hand, is rooted in fear. Fear of rejection and fear of being vulnerable or being hurt. If you're in self-protective isolation, you might convince yourself that you are better off alone, but deep down, you are ignoring a craving for a connection, a romantic connection. You know, most of the time we think we're protecting ourselves when we choose to be alone out of fear of being disappointed or hurt. But the only thing self-protective isolation does is make us emotionally unavailable, and it doesn't remove the desire we have for a romantic connection. It might suppress it, but the desire will always be there. Even if we try to suppress it by focusing on our careers or focusing on other things. So maybe this is the time to ask yourself if you're really focusing on your career or if you're just making an excuse to avoid being hurt or disappointed. Now back to the question I asked at the beginning of the episode. When do the boundaries and standards you've built to protect yourself turn into high defensive walls? They turn into high defensive walls when no one ever meets your standards or criteria. And when this happens, you keep saying, I'm not settling. But sometimes it's because you're so used to recognizing red flags that you don't know how to spot green flags. And if this is the case for you, then you have to sit down and ask yourself what green flags look like for you. For a very long time, I used to say, I'm not settling. And I would also say, I know what I don't want. Yes, I did know what I didn't want. I was certain about what I didn't want, but I didn't know what I wanted. I was not sure about what I wanted. I thought if I know what I don't want, then I'll automatically know what I want when I see it. But I never saw it because I didn't know what it would look like. Instead, I kept coming across what I didn't want. When my friends asked me what I wanted, I didn't know how to respond, and I would respond by saying, I'll know it when I see it. It was only after I sat down and asked myself, what do green flags look like for me, that I started to see what I want. So simply saying you're not settling because you know what you want is not enough. Or knowing how to spot red flags, or knowing what your non-negotiables are is not enough. You also have to know what you want so you can be able to spot it and choose it. For example, if you go to a car dealership to buy a car, you already have an idea of what you want or the features you want. You also know what you don't want, so why not know exactly what you want in your romantic life? And remember, no one is perfect, so you should know what you can deal with and what you can't deal with. Please don't get me wrong, I'm not saying your standards shouldn't be high or you shouldn't have boundaries. I'm just saying you should be careful they don't turn into defense walls that keep love out. No one is born emotionally unavailable. life happens to you and you end up being emotionally unavailable. Past relationship trauma can make you emotionally unavailable, and life circumstances too, and so can family dynamics. People with an avoidant attachment style are a perfect example of someone who is emotionally unavailable. In the self-sabotage episode, I spoke about how people with different attachment styles sabotage their relationships. If you don't understand why you have a deep desire for love, but every time someone tries to get close to you emotionally, you start to feel uncomfortable and you want to ghost them, then you should probably listen to the self-sabotage episode. At the core of emotional unavailability is fear. Fear of being disappointed again. Fear of losing yourself in another person. Fear of being seen and rejected. Fear that your vulnerability will be used against you. There is nothing wrong with having high standards and boundaries. Absolutely nothing. But it's important to check in with yourself and ask yourself if your boundaries and standards are rooted in self-respect or in fear of being hurt. Sometimes emotional unavailability wears the mask of standards and protecting your peace. And you've done well by protecting yourself, by setting standards and having boundaries. But it's time to check whether what's meant to protect you is not keeping love out. When you check your boundaries, explore the why behind them. The reason behind your boundaries and standards. Explore the reason behind them. Ask yourself whether these boundaries are based on your values or fears. Ask yourself if you're protecting your peace or avoiding vulnerability. Also ask yourself whether your standards reflect what you need or what you're afraid of settling for. There is a difference between healthy standards and defensive walls. Asking yourself these questions will clear things up for you. Boundaries are not meant to be defensive walls to keep people out. They are gates with hinges, allowing you to control who has access to you and who doesn't. Most of our boundaries are set after we've been betrayed, after trusting someone who made us regret it. So we sat in the rubble of the disappointment and said, never again. And in that moment, we didn't set boundaries, we built barricades. We told ourselves, no one will ever get that close again. And listen, I get it. When you've been burned, protection feels like power. But here is the truth. Boundaries set from betrayal often come with bitterness, not balance. They're not really about loving ourselves. They're about making sure no one has a chance to hurt us like that again. Healing doesn't mean letting go of your boundary. It means we learn to set them from a place of clarity, not fear. Boundaries that come from a place of healing sound like, I know what I need to feel safe and respected, and I'm not afraid to ask for it. I'm open to connection, but I no longer abandon myself to keep it. I can let people in slowly, intentionally, without losing myself. This is what boundaries that come from a place of healing sound like. And again, please don't completely drop your standards and boundaries after listening to this episode. Just check whether they're not defense walls or barricades. I'm going to play the last part of the video that inspired this episode.
Healing is not about letting go of the person who hurt you. It's not. That's hard to hear. But it's about releasing the version of yourself that never got to feel safe in the first place. You don't need to become more lovable. You need to become more reachable. Okay, this means letting go. This means letting your policies expire. This means accepting that your safety plan was brilliant. But now it's outdated. Your healing got you here, but your softness will get you home. It's going to get you back, right? And here's the thing. That's why I'm saying there's a difference between being single and being in a season where love can't reach you. And if that season's ending good, you don't need to date, though. You don't. In my opinion, you don't need to date. You just need to unlock your door and then sit still long enough to hear someone knock.
I like how he says healing is not about letting go of the person who hurt you, but it's about releasing the version of yourself that never felt safe with that person. The link to the video is in the show notes. If the sound wasn't audible, please follow the link and listen to the video. It's a very interesting video and it's eye-opening. I know you've been hurt, you've been traumatized, you've been disappointed, and you've told yourself never again and you'll never allow anybody to treat you the way that you've been treated. But it's time to let go of the defense mechanisms. It's time to be soft again. It's time to let love in again. And the nice thing about everything that you've experienced and everything that you've been through is that now you know what bad love looks like. You've seen everything. All that's left to do now is to be soft and let love in again, and trust yourself that you will walk away when you recognize patterns of bad love. So please, I'm not saying let go of your standards and boundaries. I'm just saying let go of the defense mechanisms. Give them a break. We'll call them again if we need them. But for now, give them a break. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I love you all. Please don't forget to follow the podcast wherever you're listening. And don't forget to share it with your friends, family, and loved ones. Bye for now.